You have some people who would like campus closed all the way through, even the seniors. And you had other people, the extreme opposite, that didn't think campus should be closed at all. I took a few phone calls over the weeks, and the majority of the, well, all of those wanted campus reopened. You know, when you close campus, you forget about little things like walking a block home to have lunch. And if we have campus closed, they're not allowed to do that. And I think family is very important. And I realize some of the kids want the open campus to run down to one of their favorite fast food places. And, you know, parents can step up and stop that if they don't want that to happen, too. It doesn't just have to be the school. I mean, obviously, we're going to do all we can to assist and do what the parents want. But in the end, the board decided last night that we didn't see the academic benefit by closing the campus. There was no financial benefit to it at all. So they went a little farther than I thought, and they opened up campus for the freshmen. So this current school year, we'll have an open campus at the high school.
You are not overly concerned about freshmen and sophomores leaving campus and costing the school money as far as your school lunch program is concerned, are you?
No. When you look at things as freshmen and sophomores, even though the campus is open, doesn't mean they're all going to go. You know, they may for a week or two just to enjoy the freedom. I know how that is. But eventually, that becomes a burden to get downtown, and you're going to find some long lines at places, and you might not get to eat a few times, and you're going to realize, hey, there's a great meal right there at the school, and it's plenty of time to sit down and eat. And I don't think it'll change things in the long run. We may have a short-term loss of people, but after that, I think it'll be business as usual, because some of them aren't even old enough to drive. And, actually, this year, we had money budgeted to put into the food service, and we turned it around quickly. And actually, I've put no money into the food service department this year. It's been self-supportive, which is what you want. I mean, we're not trying to make money in the food service business, but we would love to break even, and that's pretty much what we did this year. So I was really happy with that.
Mm-hmm.